Sinibingelele lapho nikhona, siyanibingelela ngegama leNkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
I greet all of you there where you are in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Siyabonga iNkosi esinika leli thuba lokuthi sangakwazi ukumkhonza noma silaphi lapho sikhona.
And I thank the Lord for this opportunity which he still grants us no matter where we are, that we are still able to serve and worship him.
Simcela noNkulunkulu ukuthi ngaleso sikhathi osikhumbula ngayo ngoba besiba nengqongqothela yeinkonzo zabasha lahlangana noma abantu abawu 9000 noma 10000 ukuba uhlangane neinkonzo zabefundisi siyafisa ukuthi kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasikhumbula.
And we trust that the Lord will remember us, because we've had times when we've had conferences, youth conferences, ministers' conferences, where many thousands gather together, and we long for such opportunities.
Ngingafunda ezwini lapho kuthiwa kwaba khona lapho beyivalela khona emakamelweni ngathi awu kusho ukuthi khona nezifo ezazibenza ukuthi behlale emakamelweni abo.
And I read in the Bible where there were times when people locked themselves up and they were closed up in their houses, in their rooms. So I thought, even in those times, there were such times and such diseases which caused them to do that which we are doing today.
Enkathi ngikhuluma noma ngidlala inkulumo ngolunye usuku ngikhuluma ngendaba amanga amhlophe.
Another time in my introductory remarks, I referred to white lies.
Akhona amanye okuphephisa umuntu.
There are some that are there to help you to escape.
Ngoba ngabona ukuthi kwasala sabe sabonana nomunye ukuthi kwasala lokhu ube kufanele ngabe nakho siyakubalula.
And afterwards, when I spoke to someone, it came out that that point was left out, that I should have also mentioned that.
Ngoba niyazi ukuthi noMoses naye kwaba khona indlela aphophiswa ngayo.
Because you know that there was that time when Moses was very young, when he was rescued.
Lapho esemhlangene ebekiwe ngobasket.
There when he was placed in that basket and he was in the river amongst the reeds.
Manje kukhona ukuthi bangafika abantu bephethe ibhamu bekhonza befuna ukuzodubula owesifazane noma owesilisi yababona impela sebeyiphethe ibhamu.
For example, people may come armed with guns and they're looking for a particular man or woman to kill that person.
Manje uyabona impela ukuthi bafuna ukumbulala.
And you can see they want to kill this person.
Ilapho kusungasho ukuthi akekho la akazi akekho nje la endlini.
And they ask you, where is that person? Well, it wouldn't be wrong for you to say that person isn't here.
Lokho kobe kusho ukuthi awusho ukuthi usuqamba amanga.
That doesn't mean you're lying.
Sengeke ngahlangana kakhulu nezinto ezinjengalezo.
Now I've met up with such things like that.
Olunye usuku omunye wafika esephethe isibhamu sele kwaZulu kanti sengizongena endlini ngikhiye. Hawu omunye wesifazane wathi nje akaze angene enhlobo la ngambona ukuhlakanipha kwakhe lo muntu wesifazane.
I was once there in KwaZulu at another homestead, and then there were people, they were armed, they came actually to kill me, and then I locked myself up in the room and there was a lady there, and they asked her, where is so-and-so? And she said, I haven't seen him with an eye. He's never been here. And I saw in that her wisdom.
Umuntu bangasho bethi wengane uphi baba wenu, mama uphi baba wenu, simfuna manje, sifuna ukumbulala. Ungasho ke wena sizothi ngalokho kusho ukuthi sengizotholakala sengiqabhama. Ma uthi nje akekho. Raza umbone iqinise lihlekelele elimphephisayo.
And if they come to you as a child and they say, where's your father? Where's your mother? We want them now. Tell us, where are they? Well, if you say, well, I don't know, that's not wrong. That's not a
sin.
So we too need to be wise in this time in which we live. For example, maybe you hear from a school where a principal has been murdered. They came and they asked the school children, where is your principal? And they could see these people are not coming with good intentions. And then they, so to say, just gave him up and said, he's over there. And they went there and killed him.
And
by that, they actually betray their principal. And there's also that where somebody's maybe on their deathbed and they really at the end, and then somebody asks, how is that person? If you say, well, that person has got in Zulu, umkhuhlane,
the flu,
then that's not wrong, because it's not for you to tell that person now exactly in detail what the physical condition of that person is, their health condition. And in Zulu, if you say umkhuhlane, that covers everything.
And
that's the old Zulu. That's the term that people would use as a euphemism when a person isn't well. They would say he's got umkhuhlane, he's got the flu. But if you say umkhuhlane, that can mean a whole range of things, and it's such a nice way to put it.
And
then there are some really with evil hearts that will afterwards say, but how could he have said that person's got flu when he had another illness or disease? Well, what can you say to such a person?
Kukhona abantu la abahambile phambweni bengabe abaprofeti bengamaqhawe.
There are those who've gone ahead of us who are heroes of the faith, prophets.
Okuningi esikufunda ngabo masifunda iBhayibheli.
And we read and learn so much from them when we read the Bible.
Sise sofika ngisho encwadini yeTestamenteni elisha.
And right through, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And even in the sermons of Jesus. And when you read how these prophets of old received their messages directly from God, it's absolutely amazing.
Ngakho ningamdeleli umuntu oshumayelayo ngoba leyo nto osuke ishumayela uyithathe kuNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu emembulelile yona ukuthi akashumayele ngayo.
So don't take it lightly when a person brings God's word, because God has revealed to that person what he has to say.
Because
in the olden language, In the language of old, a person would bring God's oracles, God's word, was known as a prophet. Take Isaiah right from chapter 1, verse 18. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
Tembisa umuntu ongakholwa lapho, umuntu ongakaze ahlangane noNkulunkulu. Ukuthi noma ngabe izono zakho sezibomvu kangakanani, noma ngabe usone kangakanani, noma wahushula, noma wabulala umuntu, usengakwazi ukuthi uthethelele leyo macala akho, noma amabi kangakanani. Uyamthembisa la, eyithathela uNkulunkulu le ndaba.
And this brings hope, and it's a promise to the heathen, the unconverted, the one who's murdered, the one who's committed abortion, that if they should turn to God, no matter how evil their sins were, there is forgiveness for them. There is hope.
Abuya elapha kuyena futhi Isaiah 55 verse 6 athi mfuneni uJehova said nokthola abese qhubeka ethi uyokwenza ukuthethelela kube kukhulu.
And then you go to Isaiah 55 verse 6 where Isaiah says, seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he's near. And then he says that let him turn to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Woba ku verse 7 lethi yena uyokwenza ukuthethelela kube kukhulu.
In verse 7, he will make that forgiveness to be great. He will abundantly pardon.
Uyayibona ke indaba etholakala la kubantu abebebamba imfihlakalo uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nabo.
Do you hear what messages these men of God brought who received their messages from God?
Mina mangiwafunda iy'ncwadi zabaprofethi, ngifunda izaga, ngifunda indaba yamahubo, ngiyabusiseka kokuningi engikuthola la eBhayibhelini.
And when I read the Bible, I read the prophets, I read the Psalms, I read the book of the Proverbs, there is so much that I gain from that. The Bible is so rich. There is so much that you can receive from God's word by which you can grow in the grace of God. So here we are going to speak about the prophet Jeremiah. But before we read, shall we still pray? Our God, we pray that you would bless the reading of your word to us. Lord, please speak to us through your word. Lord, that we may hear and grasp what you want to say to us today. And Lord, that will satisfy our souls.
Amen.
Amen.
Lana ngingakafiki endikimbeni yendaba ngizoke ngimchaze uJeremiah.
Now before I get to the crux of the matter, that which we're going to speak about, I'd like to just say something about Jeremiah.
Manje uJeremiah la yena njengoba bethatha imfihlakalo evela kuNkulunkulu.
As Jeremiah received heavenly mysteries from God,
kwafika lapho sebemfaka emgodini.
The time came when they threw him into a pit, a cistern.
Kwakhona amanye amadoda abonayo ukuthi hey, uJeremiah usebemfaka emgodini ongenamanzi, ongenalutho nje.
And then there were those who saw that he had been thrown into this dry cistern.
Aw, khona lapho athinta inkosi, athi inkosi uJeremiah sebemfake emgodini. Inkosi yathi, ey, thathani indwangu endala, niluke nimkhiphe emgodini.
And then somebody went to the king. He said, "Oh, king, they've thrown Jeremiah into that cistern. He's going to die there if he's left there." And the king said, "Well, take some men with you and some cloths and go and get him out."
Bamkhipha.
And they took him out.
Ingakho ke mayesho yena ethi inhliziyo yomuntu imbi akekho yena oyibona inhliziyo yomuntu imbi iyakhohlisa.
And Jeremiah spoke about man's heart, and he said, "Man's heart is evil and desperately wicked. Who can understand it?"
Buka ke imbi ngampela inhliziyo babethi baqedile bamthatha bamfaka emgodini njengoba nibona namhlanje. Abaholi abakhuluma iqiniso ngokomoya babafaka emgodini bethi baqedile.
And so it is even today, where people, so to say, take a man of God and they discard him like that, and they think, "We've finished with him, we've finished him off."
Andi futhi abantu abakhuluma iqiniso njoba linjalo bashumayela intshumayelo eziqiniso abanye ababathandi njengoJeremiah nje.
And there are those who cannot stand people and men of God who speak the truth, just like they did with Jeremiah. Like John the Baptist, who was beheaded because he spoke the truth.
Umama bantu besifazane wabona ukuthi kuwukuthi nokuthi umafuna ukuqeda ngekhanda ngempilo kaJohane wakhuluma nendodakazi ukuthi into ezosiza yenza kanje hamba kuyihlusho kanje kanje lanqunywa ikhanda bomama.
That evil woman Herodias, who spoke to her daughter, she hated John and she said, "Go to your father and ask for him to do the following," and in that way John was beheaded. That's an utterly disgraceful thing.
So
let's read from Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 4. And read a bit more about Jeremiah before we get to the crux of the matter.
Kwafika kimizi lika Jehova lati ngingakakubumbe sini ngakwazi ungakaphumi esizalweni ngakungcwelisa.
Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you."
Ngakubeka umprofeti ezweni.
"I appointed you a prophet to the nations."
Kepha ngathi, "Awu Nkosi Jehova, bheka angikwazi ukukhuluma ngokuba ngingumntwana."
Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I'm only a youth."
Kepha uJehova wathi kimi, "Ungasho ukuthi ungumntwana ngokuba uya kuba bonke ngiyakuthuma kubo bonke nokho konke ngikuyala ngakho."
But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I'm only a youth,' for to all to whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I'm with you to deliver you, declares the Lord." Now
hear
you, who preach the gospel. You to whom together with we preach the gospel.
Silalele verse 9.
Listen to verse 9.
UJehova wayeselula isandla sakhe wawuthinta umlomo wami. UJehova wathi kimi, "Bheka ngibekile amazwi ami emlonyeni wakho."
Then the Lord put out his hand, that's verse 9, and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, "Behold, I've put my words in your mouth."
Isimanga bazalwane masishumayela uNkulunkulu mayiwabekile emlonyeni amazwi akhe kukhona zokwenza empilweni zabantu.
It's amazing this, that when God places his words in our mouth, we who preach, then there is something that God is going to do in the lives of men.
Now,
there are some things here which are just, you cannot describe it and explain it to a child. When it speaks here, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and all of that, they don't really know what is being spoken about. When Jeremiah was still in the womb, God sanctified him. God touched his mouth with his own hand. That he could speak these mysteries to all men and said to him, do not fear. So don't be surprised, brethren, when we preach the gospel fearlessly. If we bring a message from God, we are doing it as his messengers being sent by God. Now let me get to the topic for today's message. And I believe that as we read this word, it will help you. As it helped me.
Manjela.
This word is a teaching. And it's found in Jeremiah chapter 6. In verse 16. Just a couple of verses. And there are 6 points that we find here. And in these 6 points, you will see it contains the whole message that we will speak about. And I believe and I trust it will help you in your spiritual walk, there where you are. Listen to the word of the Lord Jehovah. This is the Lord Jehovah. Stand by the roads and look, and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. And find rest for your souls. Stand by the roads and look, and ask for where the good way is, and walk in it. Now in Zulu, there is a saying, you ask the way from those who've gone ahead. Now you see that I'm wearing a jacket. I learned it from my own father. When you go into a service to show respect, you wear a jacket. I learned it from my father. When it's a Sunday, you wear a jacket. And to me, that was good. That was a good example that I've learned a lesson from till today. Because it says here, we should ask for the ancient paths. We should look at those who've gone ahead and learn from them.
Kukhona ke namhlanje abantu akade sinabo la sebeqhuba ngenye indlela phakathi kwethu.
Now there are some with whom we were together with before who are now doing things in a different way.
Sebebuza abafana umfana ethu uzoshata nini umuntu obaba nje ambuze umfana ukuthi uzoshata nini.
And now you find older men going to young men who are merely boys and asking them, when are you going to get married? And they go to a girl and says, now, whenever are you going to get married? And then that boy becomes confused now. What kind of language is this? We've never spoken like this before at this mission. When we have funerals or marriages, weddings, and then somebody will go and stab a person, so to say, like with a spear, and say, when are you going to get married?
And Now,
you younger people understand, you who are unmarried, if anybody comes to you and speaks that kind of a language, realize that poor person has fallen away from the faith. It is God who will lay it on the heart of the young man that he should now get married. Now I hear there are some who take that very thing and they twist it. There's no such thing. Nobody should go to a young man now, start praying, with which girl are you going to get married? That is an evil teaching.
I see Leo Tina Askaze, Suela Quakalim Fusel, Askaze, Siche, Lutu Fanelumosuzo Shata, Gut Fanelutandas, Gutungulungula, Ragupunkoskas.
And nobody, since the revival began, taught us and said, now you must tell somebody, you must go and pray with which girl you're going to get married.
Askaze, umholwe tasfundi, Selokum, Sangul Kukula.
And don't twist it. Our leader has never taught us that you tell somebody, now go and pray and see who God will give you as a wife. It is God who initiates it and shows a young man with whom he should get married. I didn't pray for my first wife and said, oh God, please give me a wife. Now, please hear me well. When my first wife passed away, I didn't even consider that I would get married again. And I thought, no, I will just remain as I am, as a widower. Originally, as a young man, I thought, you know, I'll only get married perhaps when I'm 40 years old. But then I got married before that, when God led in that way, and then when my wife passed away, I said, well, that's it. I'll just remain as I am. I'll do my own washing. I'll look after myself.
And
then when the Lord showed me whom I should get married to again, I was so shocked and surprised. I said, my, how can that be? And I said, even such a young person. And I really couldn't understand it.
And
then even though there are so many girls all over, but to me only this one was laid on my heart. And somebody even said, don't you think you should look elsewhere? I said, no, there's nobody else. And I said, you know what? Even if she would reply and say no to my request and say it's not from God, I would actually be relieved. I'd be so happy. And when the answer came back, she said, yes. And she said, she also feels it's the will of God. And I said, my babo. And we've got to make sure we are on the right way and not next to it and not going astray and going off at a tangent. As this word says, stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient path. So you must make sure you find the right way and you walk in it.
And
the
and
today you find older people, they don't want to be advised, they don't want to be told. They think, well, they're adult enough now, they can make their own decisions. They're even married, they've got children, so who else can tell them anything? I love our leader.
Ngiyamthanda ngoba ngishingane encane uyayilalela noma ngabe iza nephupho noma iza nombono noma iza nenkulumo akayibukeli phansi inkulumo yomuntu.
And he respects and honors everyone irrespective of their age. And if somebody comes to him with something which they've received from the Lord, he doesn't say, well, that person is so young or at that age, even if it's a child, he will receive it.
And that's
why this work has been so blessed. That's why it's grown so much. Because he doesn't look down on anybody or despise anybody. With one ear, he listens to what that person says. And with the other ear, to God, to discern if it's from God or not.
And
ask for the ancient paths where the good way is. And you know that a dog can pick up the scent of a wild animal, that this is where it went. Now, we cannot in that way pick up the scent with our
noses.
But if we walk spiritually, then God will be able to reveal to us the ancient paths, the ways of old, the way of God. When I instruct my son or my daughter, how do I do it?
Now,
some, when they attend a function, whether it be a funeral or a wedding or whatever service, you find them, some come with tops that are sleeveless.
asebe no makoti kubatshela ukuthi hayibo musu ugqokiso kwentombazana umakoti bayahluleka ukubatshela umakoti babo siyabuka namhlanje.
And we see the husbands fail to correct their wives and instruct their wives, and where they cannot tell them, you mustn't dress as if you're a young girl.
Bahluleka ngisho ukutshela amadodana abo ukuthi hayi inkoko amabhuluka apintshayo anje bahluleka.
And fathers fail to advise and instruct their sons and say, don't wear such tight fitting pants. So there are those who are like Eli. Stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths. Ask those who've gone ahead, our fathers, that they get dressed like that? Do they get dressed in tight-fitting pants? Look at your father, look at your grandfather. And it says, you'll find rest for your souls. Now, if you part from those wrong ways, and you don't continue like that, you will find rest for your soul.
Buza mongazi lutho ukuthi manje makunje ngenze njani. Ngiyabathanda abanye abantu bayabuza ukuthi makunje ngenze njani.
Ask if you don't know the way. Ask if you don't know what to do. I love those people who come and ask.
Niyazi ukuthi isiko lethu mawukhuluma nomuntu ohloniphekile uhlala phansi yena ame.
You know that, and according to our custom, if you honor a person and you speak to that person, you will go down lower than that person. That person will stand and you will sit.
Kodwa mangabufuna nawe sofuna ukuthi nawe khamsane nalokho akukubi.
Now if you want to go along with that, that's not bad.
Nawe wenza lokho abakwenzayo akukubi.
And you do what they do, it's not bad.
Ngelinye ilanga ngalenza iphutha.
One day I made a mistake.
Ngafica abahleli ababili kwenyindlu.
In one room,
abesilisa.
I found two men who were seated there.
Ngabona isihlalo.
And I saw a chair.
Ngavele ngahlala.
And I went and I sat down.
Ngeza sebekhuluma bothatha ubheke vele uyahlala nje.
And I heard them speaking amongst one another saying, just look at him. It just takes a seat.
Abasekho sebashona. Kodwa ngangixolisa, hatha ngixoleleni. Isiko lethu mawubona isihlalo nje uvela uyihlalela, ngixoleleni ngiyaxolisa. Manje lokho ukuthi take a seat asikwazi. Thini mawubona nje isihlalo uvela uyihlalela. Hawu, sengiphulile njalo isiko lapho. Sifunda okuningi.
And I didn't know that according to their custom it was wrong, because if you see a chair, you go down, you sit down. That's actually respectful. I didn't know that they've got to offer you a seat first. Take a seat. Well, they are no longer alive, but I learned from them at that time that that's their custom and I should honor that.
Sesifunde okuningi umuntu mayethi ngakwezeliti ekuqaleni wawubona kahle nje ukuthi lo muntu akathandi. Manje sesivele sibuze ukuthi vele kuyindlela yabo. Uthina vele ulethe nje ukudla noma intiyo ukulethe nje ungazuzumbuzi. Kodwa wambuza kusho ukuthi awuthandi. Kodwa la ngoba hlala ndawonye sesikufundile.
Now we've learned various people's customs. According to our custom, if someone would ask you, would you like some tea? That means they don't actually want to give it to you. They sort of doing it begrudgingly. But and according to our custom, if you want to give somebody something, you just bring it to them. You bring them food, you bring them something to drink. But now we've learned, no, that's their way. That's how they do it. And we accept it like that.
Ingakho ke uJeremiah lethi usho kanje uJehova uthi imane ezindleleni nibone nibuze imkhondo yasendulo ukuthi iphi indlela enhle nihambe ngayo niyakufumana ukuphumula kwemphefumulo yenu.
And this is what the Lord said through Jeremiah. Stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths where the good way is, and walk in it and find rest for your souls.
Uthwani la encwadini Ka Matthew 11 verse 18.
In Matthew 11 verse 18.
Matthew 11 verse 18. Kuthiwa wozani nini nisindayo nenikhatheleyo ngizokuniphumuza.
There it says, come all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Kuthiwa wozani enisindwayo nenikhatheleyo khona ukuthi usinde ube nomthwalo wena ongenakuyisusela wena.
There are burdens that you cannot remove yourself, and so you are invited to come.
Sengizomcela-ke manje asondele kwa eduze kwamla uMr. Pretorius.
I'll ask Mr. Pretorius just to get closer to me.
Nabona mayi nomthwalo la. Yehla. Nabona. Nimbonile.
If there is a load and a burden on him, do you see what happens?
Ugobile.
He's bent over.
Awukwazi ukususa umthwalo uthi uzosusa umthwalo uqondile unokuyiphakamisa thoba.
If you want to remove a burden, you've got to bow. You've got to lower yourself.
Khona umthwalo ngeke niwazi ngimina ukususa ngingedwa. Fanele kuzecele nabanye njoba lithi izwi bizana ofakaza ababili nama bathathu ukwazi kumsiza lo muntu.
And you cannot help yourself if you've got a burden. And that's why even the Lord at times asked others to come and help that person, two or three other people.
Uma nangu Pretorius ethi uzoyisusela yena lo mthwalo osindayo noma 80 kg uzolimala.
Now if he Mr. Pretorius wants to remove that burden, that load, maybe 80 kilograms, and he wants to take it off himself, he'll only hurt himself. He'll ask others and say, please come and help me to take off this burden.
And the
women understand it very well because they carry things on their head. We men carry it on our shoulders. But if they carry a heavy burden or load on their head, they'll ask someone else and say, please assist me to take that off. Their necks are very strong.
But
when they want to get rid of that burden, they ask someone and say, please help me with it. And the same with the cross. If you carry the cross, you cannot walk upright. You'll bend over.
And
you see that person, they're a true leader of the faith. They, because of the way that they walk, so humbly, they are bowed down under the cross, carrying that cross, and you see that humility in them.
Kumbulani uthi sindiswa imihla nemihla, ngiqala ukukusho lokho.
Now remember, we are saved on a daily basis, and it's not the first time I say that.
Ngoba kukhona lapha abantu bazothi ayi lana uhambanga kahle.
Because people will come to you and they'll tell you, look, yeah, you didn't do it the right way. That which you did there wasn't right. And your immediate response ought to be, I'm sorry. And through your humility, you are being saved.
Nawe musu ukuthi inkosi lokhu ngayikhetha ngalowo wamnyaka wena ungasaqhubeki nokuzihlambulula njengoba iBhayibheli lithi abanalelo themba bayazihlambulula njengoba yena ehlambulukile.
And so we are saved daily. Don't take it in the way, well, I received the Lord in that year so many years ago, and since that time you've made no progress because you've never come to the point where you humble yourself and where you make right and where you purify yourself as God's word says, those who have this hope in them purify themselves just as he is pure.
Wena mawuthuzwe ivumele isono sakhe ekamelweni uzovuma wedwa iBhayibheli liyakuphika lokho.
Now you that say, no, I will just there in the privacy of my own bedroom, I'll confess my sin to the Lord. The Bible doesn't go along with that. The Bible goes against you in that.
iBhayibheli lithi vumani izono komunye komunye nikhulekelane ube niphulukiswe nisindiswe.
The Bible says, confess your sins one to another and pray for each other that you may be healed.
Manje ke thina ke uma singasahambi ngaleyo mkhondo yasendulo sibhekephi bazalwane.
So brethren, if we no longer walk according to those ancient ways, where are we headed to?
Nendoda inayo indlela ukuthi ngiyaxolisa nkosikazi, ngiyaxolisa abatabami, ngiyaxolisa ngane yami.
Even the husband, even the man of the home, can go to his wife in the right way and say, my wife, I'm sorry about this. Even to his children, my children, I apologize, I'm sorry.
Ningane siyakwazi ukuthi ixolise kuma wazo, sixolise kubaba wazo, sihamba ngani nemkhondo yasendulo ela eBhayibhelini.
And a child can go to their mother, to their father, and say, I'm sorry about this. I didn't do the right way and the right thing. And according to that, you are walking according to the ancient paths, the right way.
Uzothola ukuthi umuntu usenengcindezi ngoba manje yena akayivezi izinto ezimsindayo.
And then you find somebody who goes about depressed and oppressed because they do not bring to the light the things that trouble them.
Umuntu akasalale ebusuku amagqubu inzondo ukuthi ngiphatha kabi isibanibani akangibingeleli unalawo magqubu enhlizweni yakhe.
And a person cannot even sleep properly at night because of grudges, because of hatred, and saying, you know, that person, they didn't greet me properly, and you hold it in your heart against them.
We muntu omusha olaye osenkonzweni okholwayo.
You young person, you're a believer, you are listening to this service.
So ngenelo kuyiqhenya, uma uhamba kubona nomubani manje ukuthi uyayiqhenya.
Now, pride and arrogance has crept into your life. And the way that you walk, anybody who looks at you and your posture and your body language, they see that arrogance and pride. And you know what? There is that peacock that rules in your heart and life, that pride, and it always goes together. Usually goes together with lust. So if you allow lust into your life,
sorry,
that pride will be there.
Ang pathi masese nenkani sehlushwa manga lo muntu ukuthi ukubusana ngaphakathi kwakhe empilweni yakhe.
And I won't even tell you if there's stubbornness and lies, what it is that rules in that person's life.
Umuntu kufanele ukuthi aqambe amanga kutholakala ukuthi umuntu uyenzile lento. Kodwa kubonakala ngisho emahlweni ukuthi uyenzile kodwa uyaphika kodwa ebenzile. Kutholakala imali ayisatholakali kanti uyithathile imali. Uyo uyithathile.
And a person denies something even though you can see from the guilty look on their face. They've done it, they've taken it, they've taken that money, but they still deny it.
Angilinganise ngenkosi ethile.
Let me illustrate it by means of a certain king.
Inkosi yafika la isangweni.
And the inkosi came here to the gate.
Yathi cela ukungena.
And the inkosi asked to enter.
Yathi kwathiwa ukwazi ukungena.
And they said, sorry, you cannot.
Kolunye usuku kwathiwa koze kuphuma inkonzo ukuze ingene.
And one day, it was even until the service came out and he wanted to enter.
Sisakhonza ndawonye la.
When we were still having our services here in the auditorium. And he phoned me. And he said, They don't allow me to come in through the gate.
And
I said, just pass your phone to them. I'll speak to them. And I said, please allow Nkosi to come in. And they allowed him to come in. He didn't want to tell them that he is Nkosi. He was afraid to tell them,
I'm Nkosi.
And that's how you see those who are humble. He didn't come and tell them there boastfully, you know what? I'm the Nkosi. Allow me to come in. Maybe you are so quick to say, you are this, you're a teacher, you're a clerk, you're this, and you boast about that. But true humility, you'll see people won't boast about their position. Now, years ago, before this auditorium was even built, there were visitors that Reverend Segan showed around here on the mission. Now, I won't say who it was because I didn't ask about the name.
Manje, uyabuza mase bakhombisa ukuthi sicela ukubuza ukuthi kambe ubani umfundisi wala emission.
Oh, I didn't ask him if I could mention him, so I won't mention who it is. And then after they were shown around, then this person asked and said, now, who is actually the director of the mission?
You know
how he would answer, you who know him very well, Reverend Segan, sometimes just a non-committal, oh yeah. And that was the answer to the question. And then when they saw him preaching,
And then
they recognized that's the man who showed them around on the mission. But at the time when he showed them around, he was dressed in shorts, and they didn't realize he is the director. It's amazing when somebody has that kind of humility. You won't win over any people if you still think you are somebody and you're something while in actual fact you're nothing. Very easily you tell people, this is my position, this is who I am, and beware of such people. So, where is the way? And how should we live when things are like they are? Yeah, this word tells us, ask where the good way is. Now, if you had a bad dream, tell your father or your mother and say, I had this bad dream, that they understand who you are and in what condition you're in, that they can help you.
You
know, I would sit down with young men. If they would come and ask and say, when you were young, how did you go about things? How did you do it? I would spend time to elaborate and to explain to them how we were taught by the Lord. But then there are those When we see they're just looking for a shortcut and they take a shortcut.
Manje mabe thathe ingqamle indlela engqamlelayo bagcina sekungasahambi kahle bethatha indlela engqamlelayo.
And when they take those shortcuts, it doesn't take long and doesn't go well with them.
Ngoba manje uma ngabe uzoyithatha leli iphupho noma uyabona ukuthi cha ubaba wami noma uma wami ngakulula ukuthi ngiliveze, hamba ke kumholi, hamba kumfundisi noma kumsizikazi uyayiveza le ndaba omthembayo ukuthi nakho sengiphupha amaphupha nje.
And if you do not feel free to go to your father or your mother and share that with them, then go to your leader, go to your minister, go to a counselor, somebody who can help you, and share with them that which you saw and experienced.
Izona ke indlela zasendulo lezo kufanele sihambe ngazo, ngoba thina masinamaphupho besiwaveza nanamhlanje umuntu ngisaveza amaphupho ukuthi nanti iphupho lami ngifuna ukubona ukuthi liyafezeka noma alifezeki na. Ngoba khona lapho uyabona ukuthi kuyisipho sakho noma kusona isipho sakho. Tholakala lapho.
And so that is, those are the ancient paths. That is what we used to do and what we do. We share that which we dreamt about. And then it can be tested and see, is this from God? Is it not from God? And by that you'll also find out whether that is your gift or not.
Bona uthola umlungisisi wakho wena mzali ingane ilandele ukuthi imgcine nini umlungisisi wayo ungayitholi singasekho endleleni.
And if your child comes and shares that with you, then ask them as well, when last did you see your counselor? When last did you bring things into the light? And follow after your child. Don't just let them go off on their own, but find out where they are spiritually, otherwise they'll go lost.
Niyezwa-ke imvuselelo ngeke iphele iyoqhubeka phambili. Sisekhona noma sesihambile uma sihamba ngale ndlela le esiyizwa la kuJeremiah 6:16.
And if we live according to this word in Jeremiah 6:16, then the revival will continue whether we are there or not.
Hey, ngangikhumbula kuculwa amaculo ukuthi ngegazi lemvana. Yabethele eGolgotha lawo maculo kwakuthi uma sequliwe uthi uma kuzoba inkonzo ngolesihlanu lefire umuntu ehambe ehuba lawo macube emotweni hlale kumnandi enhlizweni noma lini uhleli ngemuva lini izulu ingeke itende uhleli kulona ikinopo kube mnandi uvutha ngaphakathi.
And I remember those days when we would sing about the blood of the lamb and the one who was crucified, and we'd sing it at the back of the pickup. Sometimes there'd be a canopy, sometimes not, on the back of the pickup on our way to a service and a fire, and sometimes it would be raining, but we didn't mind about the discomfort. There was joy in our hearts and we were a flame and a fire for God.
Because
brethren, there at Golgotha, the lamb was slain for our sin.
Ngegazi lemvana so sindiswa noma inini ma ungakasindiswa yo sindiswa ngegazi lemvana.
Through the blood of the lamb, you will be redeemed and saved. And if you haven't been saved yet, you can be saved by his blood right now.
Ngomoya kaNkulunkulu esiwutholile yokusiholela kulo lonke iqiniso, nathi siwezwa amazwi abekho uNkulunkulu emlonyeni wethu.
And then through the Holy Spirit, whom God gave us, who leads us into all the truth, we find the word of God now laid upon our mouths and lips.
Kubonakala ukuthi uyakhula noma ukhulu nemoyeni ngoba kunzima ukuzala ingane esidalwa ngiyantshela bazalwane.
And then it should be evident that you grow spiritually, because if you've got a child and that child is stunted in its growth, it's actually something terrible.
Ngokomoya umunayo nabantu abangakhula emoyeni kunzima kabi. Kufanele ukuthi umuntu akhule emoyeni.
And even spiritually, likewise, if you do not grow spiritually, it's a terrible thing. You ought to grow.
Noma ngabe uvuma izono, kutholakala ukuthi uyayivuma izono kodwa uyahlukana nazo. Ziyanqobeka.
And when you confess your sin, it should be obvious that you now have victory over that sin. It's been forgiven, you've been delivered, and now you have victory over that sin. For the blood of the Lord Jesus was shed for that very reason, that our sin may be forgiven. Now, what kind of a blood is that? That when you are washed with it, you return to your sin time and time again.
I'll just say something short.
And then I'll ask somebody else to close.
This word was a real blessing to me. It reminded me of our fathers that sought the ancient paths. They stood at the crossroads. And they sought, and God revealed Himself. God showed them the way of purity. For them it was also a new thing. Now we are told, ask of them which way we should go.
Manje sesiyalelwa ukuba sibuze kibona, sibuze ukuthi iphi leyo ndlela esimele
kusihambe. As we've heard, it's so dangerous. If you say, I know, you know, but you know very little. You haven't got no experience, but you are brought here by God and still you know, still you carry on in your ways.
Usengozini ngenye indlela mngani wami. Uma uthi wena ngiyazi mina uzela kule ndawo awazilutho kodwa nokho uzosho ukuthi ngiyazi.
It was a way of purity and cleanliness, of holiness. We've been taught to walk.
Indlela yobumsulwa yobungcwele esafundiswa ukuba sihambe.
Remember when you heard this message, remember how it taught you, how it affected your life, how it changed your life.
Kumbula lapho uqala ukuyizwa lentshumayelo lombiko ukuba kwakuthinta kangakanani empilweni yakho kwaguququla.
And the Lord says, now you walk in it.
Bese ke isho inkosi manje kumele ukuba uyihambe.
Are you still walking that road that you were taught?
That's
why it was such a blessing to me. You know, these days, there's something that I had to think. And you'll excuse me the way I put it. Now, sometimes we have to go and cut hair. And we have to have a good haircut. Not that you've got a beard like this. We weren't taught like that. That's not the ancient ways we were taught. If you know better, then go and keep your mouth shut instead of pointing back and saying, oh, this is wrong and that's wrong. Then go your way because you know better. You don't want to ask.
Uhambe unentshebe ngaka bese ngafundiswanga ngaleyo ndlela uma wena ubuthi ubona ukuthi wazi kangcono hamba ke indlela yakho ke kodwa hlukana nathi.
And you know, when I would get to the hairdresser, or you know where you cut your hair, barber shop,
mase ngifika lapho kuleya ndawo lapho kumele kuba ngigunde,
some a few barbers, and sometimes everybody was busy. The men were busy. And then the lady would come and say, sir, can I cut your
hair?
Friends, I can't take it. I can't get it over my life that a woman should touch my head.
Angwazi.
Sorry, you maybe think I'm stupid. Well, then I am stupid. Others have also said it.
Angwazi ukuvumela owesifazane ukuba athinte inwele zami.
Men, you know your heart, you know your feelings, but you love it, that's why you do it.
Wena uyayazi inhliziyo yakho nemizwa yakho uyakuthanda yikho kuba ukwenze.
Sorry, I said I apologized the way I put it, but that's how I feel. I never allow them to do it.
Ngithe ngixoleleni ngendlela ngizokubeka ngayo kodwa angibavumelanga ukuthi bakwenze.
Friends, we were taught to be pure, but you allow somebody else who's not your wife or your husband even to touch you. I don't say it's wrong, maybe in a sense, but you know your heart, what happens in your heart.
Wena ke kululo kuwe ukuba uvumele enye indoda noma umunye wesifazane ongesini umyeni wakho noma ongesiyona inkosikazi yakho kuba bakuthinte.
Reverend Stegen taught us the ancient ways. Don't allow a girl to touch you. Don't allow a boy. You know what happens to your body, what awakens in your body.
Umfundisi wasifundisa nina zinsizwa musana ukuthinta intombazane noma uyivumele ukuthi ikuthinte kanjalo futhi nentombazane ngoba uyayazi imizwa yakho kuba emboko lokho awusemsulwa.
But you know, we've maybe gone so far down.
Kodwa mhlawumbe sesehle gangaka.
Now your back is sore.
Mhlawumbe umhlane wakho.
Maybe your neck is sore.
Noma intamo yakho unenhlo.
Now it's your excuse. Now it's your excuse. You don't ask the ancient ways. You don't ask your fathers or. No. You decide, I need a massage.
Bese kuthi hayi ngoba nginenhlungu la emhlane ngidinga ozongimesaja awambi uyobuze kwabaphambili.
It's so difficult to say, but how on earth is that the ancient ways we were taught to allow somebody foreign to massage you, and your wife maybe is not even there, you don't even tell her.
Gulkuni, ukukuphimisela, kodwa awukutshele. Wena uvumela into enjalo, ungakuvumela kanjani? Mhlawumbe nenkosikazi yakho ayikho nalapho, mhlawumbe awumtshelanga ukuthi uzohamba wenza ukuthi nokuthi, kodwa uyakuvumela.
Your wife, you know your husband, and you leave him. You just let him go. No wonder you end up where you are.
Now,
or am I talking like stupidity? I don't know. But for me, it doesn't make sense.
Now, in Koskaz, we are asking Dr. Yako, what a very detail in Jay. Akumang Ali Suguti, Ekri Neni,
if you allow somebody foreign to touch you, let me tell you something. Then you must be, I don't know. I don't say everybody's the same. No. But what I say, what about you? Where do you, have you learned that from the ancient ways?
Angisho ukuthi wonke umuntu uyefana, kodwa ke leyo ndlela uyifundile yini kwabadala, kuyindlela endala yini le oyihambayo.
And you love it. Friends, maybe I'm talking Greek, then forgive me. Because there's maybe nobody. Nobody does that. I don't think even somebody think should be doing that.
But
you've been keeping quiet with it so long. What hit it your heart? How are you spiritually? You still walking it with joy, with gladness, or are you walking on the side as we've
heard?
My last point. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, hear and obey the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen or obey.
ngababeka ngakubekela abalindi ukumele ukuthi bakhalisa icilongo kodwa wena uthe angizolalela angizohamba lendlela.
We often heard the preacher saying, don't take your cell phone and look at pornography or even the internet or even your computer.
Sishi kaningi sizo abafundisi beshumayela bathi musa ukuthatha umakhale khukwini ubuke ithombe zabantu abanqunu noma ngecomputer yakho.
The ancient ways we were taught to walk was walk in holiness and cleanliness.
Indlela endala esafundiswa ngayo bekuyile ukuhamba ngobumsulwa nangobuncwele.
And you look at these pictures.
We have buga lezithombe.
Dirty, evil things which
ezingcolile, ezingasile, ezimbi.
It's full of a demonic spirit.
Ogcwele umoya wamadimoni.
And then we take Google and we take YouTube and think they are so good. They are all the source, nearly all the source of this evil and filth. And nobody says anything to them. If you say something else, they close you off. Why haven't they closed all this off, this evil off?
Bese ku ne Google ne YouTube bafaka wonke lo doti. Kodwa akekho okhuluma nabo ngoba bazokuvele bakucime nje wena. When
now, I think you interpreted it different, but you interpreted it right. They will criticize you for criticizing them, and then they take you off their account. And now, friends, you look at this thing, you made of flesh and an evil heart. And what happens when you look at it? Be honest. Does it still stay in your eyes? It goes to your heart, and it goes to your hands, and it goes to your body. Be honest.
Wena uyabuka lezi thombe nalezi zinto wena wakhiwe ngenyama wena unenhliziyo embi vuma iqiniso akugcine emehlweni emehlweni kuyasuka bese kuyenhlizweni. Enhlizweni kusuka kuyezandleni bese kuye emzimbeni vuma iqiniso.
That's why the Bible says walk this way. It's a narrow way. It's a difficult way, but it's the best way. And the Bible we've heard said it makes your burdens, your ways light and easy.
Yona ndlela kumele ukuba sihambe noma ingumncingo noma incane lendlela. Kodwa ayikho enye indlela futhi iBhayibheli ithi uma uhamba ngale ndlela kuzosusa umthwalo.
Tell others how to walk this way of holiness, but you are busy with unholy things.
Ungabatshela kanjani abanye hambani ngale ndlela engcwele kodwa wena uphezulu kwezinto ezingengcwele.
Jeremiah, God spoke to Jeremiah and says, you at on the road, on the crossroads, ask of God and say, God, what way must I walk?
UJeremia waveza lelizwi elethi mangilapha esiphambanweni sendlela buza ukuthi yiphi indlela kumele kuba ngiyithathe.
It's a nice thing to ask. When you're at crossroads, we're on your on a way, and suddenly something comes. Ask for advice. Don't make a mistake.
Kwinto enhle ukubuza uma ulapho kunendlela ezahlukene ungayithatha musa kuvela uhambe ngendlela oyibonayo buza ukuze ungalenze iphutha.
Maybe once you were on this way, but because of uncleanliness, because you allowed others to touch you. You hear? You allowed others to touch you. Where are you today?
Kodwa mhlawumbe wena uke wayihamba lendlela kodwa wawusudedela abanye ukuthi bakuthinte namhlanje ukuphi nendawo.
And now you teach them the way of the broad way. No, if you touch yourself, and you defile yourself with your fingers or your hands, that is natural. That is not wrong.
Namhlanje ubafundisa indlela ebanzi. Ubafundisa ukuthi hayi noma ngabe uyithinta-thinta ngezandla zakho ngeminwe yakho akukubi into yakhona.
That is not the way God has taught us.
Akusiyona indlela uNkulunkulu asifundisa yona
leyo. And if you think that's your way, then keep to your ways and don't attack the ways that you knew are right.
Kodwa uma ule kuindlela yakho lungile.
Paul said to Timothy, flee youthful lusts. He didn't say a way of escape is do 1, 2, and 3. That's the way of escaping youthful lusts. He didn't say that. He said, you flee, run away from, get away from it.
Upaul wamyalela uTimotheo, wathi balekela izinkanuko zobusha. Akashonga ukuthi mafuna unqoba yenze 1, 2, 3 wathi kubalekele.
Good. I'll ask somebody just to close.
Ucela omunye asivalele.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngezwi lakhe.
We thank God so much for his word.
Akubanga ngengozi ukuthi uNkulunkulu akhulume nathi kanje namhlanje.
It wasn't by mistake or for no reason that God spoke to us today as he did. God sees what the human eye doesn't see. God knows and sees that which we do not see. We see the outward appearance. We maybe see the garments, the clothing, but God sees that which is in the very depths of the heart. Oh, at this time, there are so many ways. And there are so many ways, but they all lead downward.
Futha abaningi bathanda zona lezo ibheke phansi ezingabayisi phezulu la uKristu yakhona.
And people love those ways which are in a downward spiral, not leading them up to Christ.
Lithizwe lenkosi khona indlela ebonakala inhle emehlweni omuntu kanti isiphetho sayo kuyindlela yokufa.
God's word says there is a way that looks right unto a man, but the end thereof is death.
Baninga babambelele kuleyo ndlela. Babona ngathi inhle njoba sizwile okuninga ngaka kanti sibhekise kufeni ngqo.
And there are many who find themselves on that very way, which looks so right, as we heard, but the end thereof is death.
Sizwile ukuthi abanye abasafuni kutshelwa, abasafuni kululekwa, abasafuni ukuqondiswa ngoba bayibona ukuthi bayazi babona kangcono bazi kangcono.
There are some that we heard, many who don't want to be told, they don't want to receive or ask for advice because they feel they know what the right thing is to do.
Kodwa kuyiqiniso indlela okuyona sizoyibuza kulabo asebehambile ngaphambili ukuthi nokuthi kwenziwa kanjani.
But the truth is, we will find the right way by learning from those and asking of those who've gone before and who found the right way.
Omunye angaze aphatheke kabi njalo nje ukukhulunywa ngama cellphone njalo ukukhulunywa ngezithombe zabanqono wathi bamfundisi.
And maybe some people are offended. Why do you always refer to pornography? Why do you always refer to cell phones and that kind of thing? Well, Reverend Stegan said, you stop with your evil and your sin and I'll stop preaching about it.
Uma bantu besabhajiwe, besaphikelela kule ndlela ebabhekise kufeni.
If people are still caught up in those ways that lead them to death,
Sinecala lingakanani mangabe singabaxwayisi singabasizi akusiyona indlela kodwa sibuze kulabo sebehambile basendulo ihanjwa kanjani le ndlela.
We'd stand guilty before God if we wouldn't warn them and tell them that's not the right way. Ask for the ancient paths and walk on the good way.
Abanye sibathola sebebadala badlule kuzona zonke lezigaba wena oyifica kuzona kuyiqiniso ukuthi kufuneka sibuze nakubona nenze njani nina nakubhekana kanjani nokunje ngizolithola iqiniso.
And there are those who are older and more experienced that have gone through all those different stages in life, and we can learn from their experience and ask of them, how did you overcome in that situation?
Okunzima nje ukuthi umuntu uma esehamba ngalendlela njoba zwele unenkani akafuna ukutshelwa njengoba sizwa nangalaba abathi qha sizohamba ngendlela yethu abavumanga ukululekwa abavumanga ukusizwa abavumanga uqondiswa.
But then there are those who say we know better. They stubborn. Like those of whom you heard it being read here, they said, we will not go in that way.
Ukuphi nendawo wena? Ukulaba abaqinisa inhliziyo zabo bengafuna ukuqondiswa, bengafuna ukululekwa, uhamba kanjani wena?
So, in which group do you find yourself? Are you perhaps in that stubborn group that doesn't want to be told, that doesn't want to be corrected and reprimanded?
Kodwa lo ufuna ukuphila uzosondelana nalabo abayiphilelayo inkosi abona kahle ukuthi laba angeke bangidukise bazongitshela ukuyikhona khona okuzovuselela nomphefumulo wami ngibona indlela ebheke enkosini.
But if you are wise, you will go to those whom you can see are truly living for God and they are alive and well spiritually, and go and ask of them the way.
Ngoba kwakhona lokho nje buka nje ukuthi ubani lona osondelene nawe, ubani lona omngani wakho, ubani lona oxoxa naye izinto, umi kanjani ngokomoya, uhamba kanjani ngokomoya. Abanye kunesethu abathe tshela umngani wakho khona ke sengiyazi ukuthi ubani wena.
And even on that point, evaluate yourself and judge yourself. Who are those whom you keep company with? Who are your friends? There's somebody who said, tell me who your friends are, and I'll tell you who you are.
Bahamba ngayiphi indlela labantu osondelene nabo? Yini ekudonsela kubona? Yini lena osunamathele kangaka edadala ukuthi uhlukane nabanye unamathelane nabo? Kukhona ukuphila okutholayo, makungenjalo basop. Funa abahlakaniphileyo abasondelene noNkulunkulu abahamba indlela kaNkulunkulu uyokuthola ukusizakala kunohamba indlela yakhe ebhekise kufeni.
What is it that draws you to that person or to those people? Are they truly alive and well spiritually? Are they drawing you to higher grounds and lifting you to higher levels spiritually? If it's not like that, beware. Seek the company of those who live close to God.
Uma sifuna ukumphilela uNkulunkulu, funa ke kuphela intando yethu, kuphela indlela yethu, sihambe ngokwentando kaNkulunkulu.
If we want to live for God, our will, our way needs to come to an end. We need to die to it and live according to God's will.
Khona into ehluphayo kumuntu, mina eyek mina ngifuna lokhu, mina ngithanda lokhu, mina ngihamba kanjena, thanda ukuphamba usikhwili uphambana nobhoko bakhona nasekholweni abanjalo.
There are those who are troubled by their ego, the eyek, where a person says, this is my way, this is the way I do things. And even here in the faith, you get those people.
Kodwa masifuna ukuyezulwini siyatshelwa. Sidinga sibuze. Kulaba sebehambe ngaphambili abahlangane noNkulunkulu. Awu thina ke yikho ukulahla kwethu kuyoba kukhulu kakhulu ngoba thina senzele okukhulu imvuselelo khuluma kaNkuluNkulu ekhuluma kubantu abadala ekhuluma enganeni thina bekho abantu abababusisekile njengathi ingakho nokulahlwa kwethu kuyoba kukhulu kakhulu uma singayihambanga indlela kaNkuluNkulu.
We ought to ask of those who've gone ahead of us and hear from them what the right way is, and if we want to go to heaven. And if we don't, great will be our condemnation. We have been so privileged, more than anybody else, to grow up in revival, to hear from people where God has spoken to old and God has spoken to young, and God worked in our midst and taught us His ways. And if we reject that, how much greater will our condemnation not be?
Bantabasha, indlela kaNkuluNkulu le okumele ukuba sihambe futhi sihambe njengokusho kaNkuluNkulu, hayi ngokubona kwakho, hayi ngokubona kwami, ngokwendlela kaNkuluNkulu, ileyo ndlela uNkuluNkulu asibizela kuyona.
And young people, this is the way we ought to go. Not the way I see it, not the way you see it, but God's way.
Akusi indlela yomuntu, indlela kaNkuluNkulu.
It's not the way of man. It's God's way.
Akukhona ukuthanda komuntu nokukhetha komuntu, ukukhetha kaNkuluNkulu.
It's not by the will or the choice of man.
Uma ngabuzoyela esihogweni uzoyela nje wena, kodwa uNkuluNkulu usivezele konke okusizo esingana mathela khona okuyosiza endleleni yethu, singabheki endleleni ebheke phansi, kodwa sikhuphuke le ntaba noma ebiza noma kunjani, sithi ngoba ila khona khona uJesu wethu, ila khona khona inkosi yethu.
Well, if you go to hell, you go there, you'll be the only one to be blamed, because God has shown you everything you need to know. He's withheld nothing from you, no knowledge that you need for salvation of how we ought to live.
Asibuze kwabadala bethu.
Let's ask from our older people.
Asibuze thina singazi bazosiluleka bazosiqondisa ngomusa kaNkuluNkulu.
We who do not know, let's go and ask, and by God's grace, they will guide us.
Kumnandi ukufunda indlela kaNkuluNkulu nentando kaNkuluNkulu kuzona zonke izinto engizenzayo, kuzona zonke izimo engihlangabezana nazo, ngifune intando kaNkuluNkulu.
It's wonderful to find or to seek and to find God's will and God's way in each and everything that I do. And through that, I'll receive a blessing. If not, woe to you. Let us pray. Lord, you have spoken. This is your word. Lord, you teach us.
Usifundisa ngendlela eningi ukubaluleka kwabantu asebehambile phambi kwethu, ukuthi fineke sibuze masifike empambanweni zeindlela, iyiphi zeiningi indlela okumele ukuba siyithathe sihambe ngayo.
And Lord, you have taught us we should ask for the ancient way when we get to the crossroad and we do not know which way to take. We should ask of those who've gone before.
Sifuna leyo ndlela Nkosi nawe la khona khona wena. Hayi Nkosi indlela ibheke phansi ibheke ezantsi ezisibhekise kufeni.
Lord, we want to find your way, not a way that will lead downhill to destruction.
Selekelele Nkosi, singabe ngontamo olukhuni, singabe ngabantu abanenhliziyo elukhuni, kodwa sibe ngabantu abanhliziyo zabo ithambile. Zamukela konke okuvela kuwena.
Help us, Lord, not to be stiff-necked, not to be hard of heart, but to accept everything which you teach us.
Qhubeka nathi Nkosi, usibusise kulesi sikhathi, usibusise futhi nasesontweni esiyoqala, silihambe nawe, sihambe nawe Nkosi indlela ngokomusa wakho.
Please bless us and continue with us, Lord, and also for this week that lies ahead. May you be with us and your blessing and throughout the week.
Sicela konke lokhu ngoJesu Inkosi yethu.
We ask all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.